A group that is crucial to the new health care law is the Young Invincibles. That label might make you think of the dude riding his skateboard in traffic with no worries about getting hit because, hey, he's invincible. But national surveys show young adults do worry about their health and well-being, and they're interested in health insurance. A recent analysis of healthcare.gov's first month shows 1 in 5 visitors to the website were ages 19 to 29. So what's holding them back from buying? Here's KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
Jess Marie is an administrator at Seattle Pacific University's art department. Her job includes processing invoices that come through the school.
These are invoices for, we have models come in for drawing classes.
Marie is 27 years old and newly married. She doesn't have health insurance. She looked into getting on her husband's health plan through his work.
I actually just heard from him today to add me would cost $800 a month. Yeah, it was definitely a shock.
Marie's an artist. She works part-time at the university, so she doesn't qualify for full coverage. She could buy a health plan through the school, but it's beyond her price range. So she looked at the state's health exchange. She had hoped to find something more affordable or maybe qualify for some subsidy.
But since my husband's income is taken into account, that makes it also harder. And the fact that his employer offers insurance, I didn't know that that rule would also not qualify me for a subsidy.
Marie says she can't afford the plans offered through the exchange. She worries if something were to happen, it would wipe out their finances. Like many of her peers, she has big school loans to pay off, and the thought of getting into medical debt stresses her out.
It's affected almost every decision I've made since graduating school. And it's sad that that affects my health. You know, I feel like I wish that my health came in first and not my debt.
Jess Marie's financial situation is the story of her generation. Many feel stuck. They're saddled with student loan debts and are unable to move ahead in life or even afford health insurance.
We know that young adults are uninsured at a higher rate than the rest of the population.
Tamika Butler is California director of Young Invincibles, a nonprofit group created to include voices of young adults on issues, including health care.
Nationally, it's about 27% of young adults who are uninsured. We know those numbers are higher for African Americans and Latino. In Washington, 1 in 3 young African Americans are currently uninsured, and 1 in 4 young Latino.
Butler says as a result, young people are one of the highest users of emergency rooms. That's costly, both for the system and for the individual. Chris Jacob knows this firsthand. He was in the hospital 2 years ago for a stomach problem that took a long time to diagnose.
Everything I ate, I threw up. I was losing weight.
Jacob is 21 and goes to Seattle Central Community College. He recently looked at flyers for the state's health exchange. He wants to get insurance after that hospital experience.
And now I have all the bills because I didn't have insurance. So, yeah, I learned my lesson. And I'm still paying it off, so.
Health exchanges are counting on people like Jacob to sign up. Their participation in the marketplace is crucial for the Affordable Care Act to work. It helps spread the risk. Jess Marie may not need much convincing to buy a health plan, but her decision hinges on cost. Not having health insurance is already affecting other parts of her life.
Someone asks me if I want to go snowshoeing. I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know. What if something bad happened? You know, like I actually consciously avoid risky things like that because I'm clumsy and I know something might happen and then it would cause us to go bankrupt if I broke a leg or something.
Marie says she plans to look at the plans offered through the health exchange one more time before she decides what to do next. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.